Rebecca and Lewis on Triple J.
In the studio right now, Suffer Pressure, DJ Debris.
Another fun person that you have worked with whose name just keeps popping up on incredible songs that we're playing here is Sarah Ahrens, the songwriter. She was nominated for a Grammy just the other day for her work. How did you end up working with her?
She reached out and was like, I want to come down and write for a day. And we sort of looked at who she was writing with, like, why does she want to come and write with us? This doesn't make any sense because, you know, like, she's writing Grammy Award winning songs.
Yeah.
She came down and wrote for the day and she was great. She's amazing. She's such a huge talent. And what she ended up writing we used for Exit Sign. She wrote the hook on that. It turns out at the end of the day, she's like, so would you guys be cool with meeting my brother who's like a really big Hoods fan?
And whose birthday it is.
And whose birthday it is today. And we're like, yeah, cool. And she's like, good, because he's in a car like 5 minutes away.
Amazing. That's a long game.
And so, yeah, at the end of the day, he came around with his partner and we met him. Really nice guy. And, yeah, that's how it sort of came together. But, like, yeah, it was nice. She's man, she's cool as hell, talented as hell, and she's crushing it. And, you know, her brother was a nice guy, and it was his birthday.
Yeah. So there you go.
Everyone got a gift.
That's it. We got a chorus.
Who's Ponda Bubba?
Well,
so you've seen Star Wars, right? The original Star Wars, New Hope.
Yeah.
You know when they're in the cantina and Luke Skywalker gets confronted by those two people at the bar?
And he goes, D-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-
for the next 3 days.
You're
welcome to the Cantina song. And yeah, my friend doesn't like you. I don't like you. So his friend who's standing with him, who doesn't talk, is called Ponda Baba.
The one with kind of like testicles on a chin.
Testicles on his chin. Mm. Testicles on his chin. That's Ponda Baba.
I know that well or whatever, but just, you know.
Only your favorite character in the Star Wars universe.
Okay, so but how does he feature? I don't understand.
It was a track, Ooft, Ponda Baba was a track that we did like literally for the sport of rhyming, just playing with words, and we both mentioned Ponda Baba in the track. So
can I say... Matt was the lead writer on this song, and when I went to write my parts in it, I was like, so is the song called Ooft or Ponda Baba? And he's like, both. And I'm like, so do I have to say the line about Ponda Baba with nuts in his chin? He's like, no, but you can't use that because that's my line. But it'd be good if you could also have a line about Ponda Baba. And I'm like, man, you're not leaving me much room here.
He's the guy who's the friend, and he's there at the end.
So it became, put down your arms on Ponda Baba.
Gets his arm. And there's a plethora of them, armless like Ponda Baba. Like, you know, you can go on for days.
Yeah.
We had a chain of text messages about all these corny lines we could say about Ponda
Baba. Like.
Veronica, Lewis, Triple J.